is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon and happy Veterans Day. We always focus on veterans on this day, of course. And on this program, something we've never done, but it's 2020, so you might as well do things a little different because everything else is going that way anyway. We are going live to the Reverse Veterans Day Parade that is happening out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And the chair of the parade committee, Carol Hunt, is on. Carol, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's been a phenomenal day.
So talk about this as one of the organizers. At some point along the way, you had to realize that you couldn't do it in the traditional fashion. Roseburg is known for a huge turnout at the Veterans Day Parade and downtown, but it had to be different this year. How did you get from the original normal times model to figuring out a way to do it like you're doing it today?
Well, when we started in March, like we always do, my first project is to get an insurance binder, which I got. And then I went to the city and I said, I'd like to get my permit. And she wrote back and said, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. Think about a park or something. So we said, okay. And we went out to River Forks and looked it over and thought, okay, we'll have the reverse parade here, which is all the entrants will be parked and then the audience will drive by. And that way it'll be COVID free. And then Tim Freeman from the county commissioners and Tom Kress, who is commissioner over the fairgrounds, got with Dan and Sierra, and they said, come on out. So we got together and we came out. We looked it over. They said we could have the whole fairgrounds. And mainly we're stationed down there in the north parking lot by the racetrack. And it seems to have been perfect. We did have some car clubs that we put down at the RV parking, have the Boy Scouts, a Troop 46, and then pack number 114 that had campfires, so we couldn't have them down there, but we have them right along the road in front of the business office. And Tony the Tiger is here, and I have a gorilla from Troop 46, and everybody is stopping and waving at them and taking pictures. And then I have a fire truck out of Glide that just came off last night. And then we have a huge fire truck here that put the American flag, and all veterans have to go underneath the flag when they drive through. It's beautiful.
Wow. Well, I know that once things got started at 11, we got word fairly quickly that a lot of folks were on the way out there. They're still coming through. And for people that haven't gone out there yet, explain when they get off the freeway just exactly how it works. Where do they, it'll be probably pretty obvious where to go.
Right. It is blocked off, coned off. When you get off of exit 123, there's traffic control down there. Just follow the line, and we're going all the way around the fairgrounds, past the museum, and then coming up by the business office. And they're going down then to the north parking lot and looking at all the entrance there. I have Charlie Company down there. I have a gentleman that is a vet, and he brought his pet, and that was his call out. And then I have Bikers for Christ. I had one biker show up, two, three car clubs. It's just been an amazing turnout. Been counting cars, and I'm up to like 725 at this point.
Wow, that's
it's been amazing.
And this is one, I understand, of only two parades in the state that didn't just get canceled because of COVID.
Douglas County is amazing for its treatment of veterans. And we weren't going to let that happen. Albany was scheduled, and I don't know what they had scheduled, but they canceled. And I think they went with a stationary. And then there's one in Lapine and one on the coast, small ones. So we retained our title of the biggest and the best.
Well, it's neat to see all of this, and I'm sure, after years of the traditional parade, you had to really think things through once you felt like the fairgrounds was going to be the right place, figure out exactly what order, what part of the facility, all of that, a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, really. Like I said, we started in March.
Wow. That's amazing to see it be pulled off. We've got some pictures Joey Kiwan took from the event or posted up on the KQEN Facebook page right now. If people want to take a look at those. And as you let people know that it was going to be different this year, what was the response of some of the folks that are normally involved?
You know, I had one veteran that threw a fit because it wasn't a Veterans Day parade, and everybody else from the entrance to the participants to the people that are driving by have said, good job. It was amazing. I think a lot of them turned out because they didn't understand, but they were all pleased and happy.
Neat. Now, it'll be going on for a while longer. I know things are kind of lightening up right now crowd-wise because a lot of people hit you hard starting at 11. People could still get out there now and take a look. How long have you been involved with the parade?
I'm going to say about 10 years.
And what caused you to get involved to begin with?
Well, I'm from a veterans family, and not just in the past. I was a Navy brat for the first 14 years of my life, so I understand that. And people that aren't military, they don't get it. So I belong to a few organizations because I can represent the families. And I don't know, I think it's just to honor my dad. My dad was 20 years Navy, and I have a real soft spot for veterans.
So do you have some other veterans in your family as well?
Well, my grandfather came from Oslo, and he came in to Ellis Island, and he immediately signed up to the Army for World War I and went over to fight, came back a citizen. My dad, 20 years in the Navy. My first husband was a Marine in World War II and Korea. He passed. And my current husband is Army Vietnam.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You're very connected to it. And a lot of people helping you out. How big is your parade committee?
Would you believe 3 people?
Really? I had visions of like 10 or 15.
We would love it. It used to be that way, but times have changed. And Mary Newman from our Douglas County Veterans Officer is on the committee. Cindy Houston, who herself is a veteran, and myself.
Wow. So the 3 of you, man, kudos for pulling that off.
Yep. And, of course, we get help. I have Carrie Booth. She always does our parade poster. She came down to see, and she was real pleased with the turnout. It was because of Carrie that we went with the verse parade idea, because we had no clue.
Wow. Well, this is the year to think out of the box for every type of event, and it's neat to see you've done it. Before we go here, anything else people ought to know if they're still coming out?
Yeah, they're still coming through. It's sparse right now. But, they're still coming off the freeway, and at least we're not clogging that up anymore. So, yeah, we're probably pushing another 50 since I've been talking to you.
Neat. Well, Carol Hunt, chair of the parade committee. We're going to talk to Cynthia Houston after the break. But, Carol, congratulations. Thanks for all your hard work.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
1245, News Radio 1240 KQEN, Part 2 when we come back. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming up at 1, Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show with Commissioner of Dirt. That's part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, we begin a special 2-part Wine in the Umpqua series. We'll be looking at International Tempranillo Day tomorrow. We'll be talking to one of the staff, back to one of the newer staff from Avicella Vineyards, and then Dyson DeBar of Hillcrest Vineyards on Friday's program. We're back out to the Douglas County Fairgrounds. We couldn't track Cynthia Houston down, but we've got Carol Hunt back on with us, and I understand you're talking to, nearby with Mary Newman as well.
Hello?
And Carol, do I still have you there?
I am here. Are you ready to talk to Mary?
Yeah, go ahead and hand the phone to her. That'd be great.
Okay.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, so we're on the radio right now. Talk about how you think this event came off.
It came off so well. I think people enjoyed it. There were like 700 cars that came through. They're still out here waving at people, and the people that were here for that would have been marchers. I think they enjoyed it as well. It was just heartwarming to see all the support.
And obviously, as we talked to Carol in the first segment, you realized early on it was going to have to be done differently. And it sounds like this model worked out really well.
It did. I think, hopefully COVID's not around again or another one. But should that happen, it will be huge next year.
So talk about your work and your involvement in the veterans community. Talk about your position and how you help veterans.
The Veterans Service Office, we have accredited Veterans Service Officers who do claims with the VA for compensation and pension especially. Compensation is for service-connected disabilities, things that happened to people while they were in the military. They have residual disabilities from those, major, minor, all kinds of things. And then non-service-connected disability pension, which is for wartime veterans who have limited income or are in nursing homes. Those are the two primary things that we do, but we do the whole range of other VA benefits also.
And you've obviously been doing this for a long time, left briefly, came back, and you must like this kind of work.
I do. I love it. That's why I haven't retired.
What is it about this? I mean, how did you get into doing this to begin with?
I had worked at the VA regional office for about 5 years. And that culture wasn't the one that I wanted to be in. I wanted to be out here helping veterans personally. So that's how it happened. I stopped working for the VA and worked for Clackamas County. And I set up an office in Multnomah County and came down here and also worked in Benton County. So
are there people doing the similar work in every Oregon county?
Yes, now there are. Every single county has at least one service officer. Most of them have two or more.
And obviously in Douglas County with the VA here and just with the population demographics, we've got a whole lot of veterans.
We do. We have about 14,000 veterans. We have three service officers in our office that are accredited. We just got a fourth one who's part-time and administrative staff. So, and we're always busy. We never have a dull moment.
Now, do you have a background of being a veteran yourself?
No, actually, I was a Navy brat and I was an Army wife. So that a lot of people say that's about the equivalent. It isn't, because they served. And I like to help the veterans who have served and because they deserve it.
The Veterans Service Office in the courthouse, how busy do you guys stay?
We're really busy. Last report that we did, I think we... In a three-month period, there were over 3,000 emails and about 1,000 phone calls. This is during COVID, so we didn't have walk-ins, but our mail increased and faxes. So we're doing all that work without seeing people face-to-face, but it's gotten busier.
Interesting. And has that been kind of a challenge to have to do it all that way and not do anything face-to-face?
It is a little bit. It's a little more time consuming. So, yes, but it still is the best job to be able to do.
And obviously, given the health concerns and given that a lot of the veterans are, you know, in a more at-risk age group, that's just how you've got to do it right now.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we have staff that are at risk, so this is the only way we can do it. But it's working, so we're really happy about that.
For veterans in Douglas County, maybe they are younger veterans, maybe they're newer to the area with some of the folks moving in from California right now. If they haven't yet accessed help from the Veterans Service Office, how do they connect with your office?
They can call. Our number is 541-440-4219. We have email, veterans@vo.douglas.or.us. And we can do things by fax and postal mail. So we try to get it done any way we can.
All right, Mary Newman, Veterans Service Officer, and Carol Hunt with us in the first segment as well. And cars still coming out to the Douglas County Fairgrounds. The Reverse Veterans Day Parade going on this afternoon. And Mary, thanks for being on with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.